Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. I thank God for this privilege to be with you all and share about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, when he was writing his letter to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:12, said, "I thank Christ Jesus my Lord for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry." And also in Ruth chapter 2, verse 10, Ruth says, "Why have I found such favor in thy sight? I marvel that Jesus Christ pursued me, and I thank God that he opened my blind eyes and that he revealed himself." The last time I was talking to you, I talked about these things that Jesus wants to walk with us and talk with us and teach us. We see again that Jesus not only wants to do all these things, he also wants to work with us. Isn't that amazing? That this living God wants you and me to partner together with him. What a great privilege that he has given us as individuals. But first and foremost, we have to invite him to come into our lives. He is knocking at our door. He wants to move in, but he can only move in if we open the door and ask him to come in. How do we do that? We, through the Word of God, and confess our sins. We are all sinners. That's what the Bible says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody excluded. That when we invite him, he brings light and life and joy. When we see that after his resurrection, he was at the shore waiting for and looking at the disciples. In John 21, there are several disciples who had gone out fishing, and all night they caught nothing. And Jesus started the first conversation. "Children, do you have something? Have you caught any fish?" And they said, "Nothing." And he said, "Throw the net on this side." What a great God. He wants to interact. He wants to have this relationship with us. The more we allow him, we see the joy of it. And then they had such a haul of fish, they needed others to help them. And we notice that he prepares food so that they could have food together and fellowship together, and he could bless them. Then he said, "Bring the fish which you have caught." We see he not only wants to talk to us, work with us, but he also wants to give us the joy of seeing people coming to know him so that we could rejoice and praise God. In Luke 10:21, we see he's thanking the Father that you have opened the eyes of these people. So when we partner with Jesus and we work with him, allow him and give him the reins, he will lead you into places. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor even entered into the heart of man what God has purposed for them that love him." This God wants you and me to join together, to partner together, and work with him. And one day we will see the full impact of it. Let us be faithful in sowing the word, rejoicing in him, giving him the first place, and you will see the blessing of it. And I know and I've seen the reality of it. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.